prohibited. Then it was appealed to Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court, by 5-4 decision, which they did not write an opinion, but just the court itself, they called per curiam by the court, they just ruled 5-4 that it was all right. And they apparently looked at the film. Now, that was all right until the damn thing found Furman, this is the League for Decent Liberty and so on, decency, got hold of that thing and began circulating around. Found Furman got hold of it. And he invited Strom did the newspaper people to come in and look at it with him. And it's one of those things. Here it is, 40 people lined up having voted for this circulation or the allowance of circulation of this American movie. So what happens is a lot of guys who don't want to be voted here for, but are looking for some reason to be against it. I've seen a number of fellows who've been talking about it, and the senators are talking about it, and saying, oh, God, fellas would let this kind of literature out on the newsstand and be shown in it as usual. It makes a lot of exaggerated statements in connection with it, such as that it was being shown in public movies and that your mother and your sister and your daughters and everybody could go see this damn thing. Well, because there was no real opinion written by this court, it's really difficult to know exactly what they were saying. There are 5 cases in this area having to do with obscenity and pornographic stuff. Apparently, they have been voted in each instance that it was a violation of free speech to limit this. Now, you get a real nut like Tom Thurman, who up to this point hadn't really made much sense. But there's just enough people who will fall for a line like this that worries me very much. And it was right away by talk about it, and I just think that he, frankly, my first reaction is that he just ought not to come. And just see, and my other reaction is at the moment, and you know, Phil went to see the movie, and I said, I'm not going to see the damn movie because I want to be in a position to say, as far as I'm concerned, I don't look at any kind of goddamn stuff. It's all over the streets, and always has been. And it's a man's choice. I choose not to look at it, but others may choose to look at it. And if a fellow wants to look at it, why, the court voted that he can. That's a matter of choice. I don't look at it. I haven't seen this, so I'm not passing judgment on whether or not this is the kind of thing that should be shown around or shouldn't. Now, Phil's view was probably you should see it. He didn't think it was so bad, although when he told me that, I've seen many just like that, and I'm sure most every fella has ever belonged to any sort of a man's club. But they're really making a big thing out of it. Now, of course, poor fella like Bob Byrd of West Virginia, and Spong hadn't said what he's going to do, but I heard him agonize about it, and it's sort of a marginal thing, and I really think it's pretty dangerous, and so far as AIDS is concerned.
Well, you ought to tell him that. You ought to tell Paul that.
Well, I tried to reach Paul today and couldn't get him. Didn't tell him that, and I got a bit of thing hard to get the answer. This is really tough one. John Collins, who heretofore had not opened his mouth too much about AIDS, has now come out very strongly in a meeting yesterday when Phil made the motion that we take up to consideration Fortis, and Eastman just shouted real quick, well, goddamn, what did he say? I said, John, Senator McClellan's asked you to go over for a couple of weeks. And so then I, sitting there, I'm a junior member on that committee, and I finally got into it and said, now I want to understand, we're using up the week, the courtesy week. Is this what John's asking for? Well, John started preaching about this movie that he had seen with Phil Hart and with Rusk, I guess it was. It wasn't Rusk, it was Fong, I guess it was. But anyway, they were all, it seemed to be pretty well shook up by it, not all of them. John was, but Phil Hart was. John was preaching and ranting and raving about how this kind of thing was running like his grandchildren and everybody else. He wanted a long time to look into this, and he was going to look into it very deeply.
He ought to go see the graduates.
That's right. So anyway, the only thing I was able to get, the contribution I was able to make, was that this was technically the use of the 1 week, so that that could not be asked for again. And I finally got that established that John was really...
Well, will you vote on it next Wednesday?
So we're due to vote on it next Wednesday.
Well, won't they filibuster?
Yeah, they're going to filibuster it again.
Oh, in the committee?
In the committee.
Well, can you just do that constantly?
Well, with the cooperation of Eastman, I don't know how you're going to stop it. And Mansfield would just let us meet and then just agree that just have the Senate go out right away so that they can't make a point of order. We could just sit there. I'm prepared to sit.
Well, wouldn't he just adjourn the committee then?
I don't think that he can just summarily adjourn the committee.
You better talk to Hart and get some strategy, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Okay, sir.